Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I, like most Americans, I love technology. Like, I'm sitting here doing a show with two iPads. Like, I love iPads.
Yes, I have one.
I got an iPhone. You have an iPhone. Like, I love technology. But I've realized over the last few years that there are certain new technologies, and maybe I'm an old man saying this, I will never touch. I will never do it. You can never convince me to do it.
Oculus, the VR thing?
I mean, I'm open to it if it makes sense.
Is that what you're talking about, though?
No. Like, open to Oculus. It's just never been worth it to me.
Right.
One that's always jumped out is a car that the computer drives. Mm. A driverless car. Mm. I can never do it.
No, I don't think I could
either. It will never happen for me.
I'm a man. I need to be in control.
Yes. Yes. You grunted it, but I believe the same thing.
I do, too. I like driving fast.
I like driving fast.
I like being in control.
Yeah. And it's not even just the control. Like, yes, I'm with you about control. I think it's also that I could never trust, as much as you tell me the technology works, that there's a robot driving my car.
But you trust an Uber driver or a cab driver?
Now, forget that. The better example is a plane. You get on an airplane, those pilots don't do a whole lot.
And guess what I don't like doing?
Flying.
I don't like flying. Now, I understand that there are certain occasions where you have to. Like, I'm going to Florida next weekend. It's such a short period of time. I can't drive. If I had more time, I would drive. But I make those concessions. Like, I'll answer his point about an Uber driver. I'll make those concessions when I really have no other choice.
Right.
That's why I so rarely get in a taxi or get in an Uber. But it's also different in that it's a human being driving it. And yeah, I still, at the end of the day, trust the human more than I do the computer.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's starting, I mean, the Tesla was the one that started it, right? It was a fully autonomous driving, whatever the heck it is. And, I mean, so many accidents have happened.
Right.
Because of these things. What? I was watching this movie.
By the way, even if there weren't accidents, I still wouldn't be able to.
I know, but I was watching this movie, and they got stuck in this town. It was some, like, nuclear bomb or something went off, and they were stuck out on the island.
Right.
And they, like, all right, we got to go back to the city. Let's just drive back into the city. So they got into their car, and they're driving, and they come up to, like, all of these Teslas that were just stopped, right? They were just clogging up the road. And the reason that they were stopped, you don't know at the time.
Right.
The reason that they're stopped is because they're all autonomously driving back to the facility. And so they're just flying down the road, crashing into each other.
Oh, jeez.
I'm serious. No, there's no people in the cars.
Right.
But all the Teslas on the island are just flying back to Manhattan, crashing into one another.
Yeah.
Bam! And they don't know it. And they're like, oh, what's going on here? Why are these cars here? And they get out of their car, and all of a sudden they see these two Teslas coming, and they're like, oh, crap. And then it clicked.
Right.
Like, they got it. Like, nobody's driving this car. And so it didn't, like, play on the fear, but it's one of the reasons why I would never want a driverless car.
I couldn't do it. I'm on the same page as you. Like, and listen, 30 years from now, we may be in the minority, and what has always scared me is that someday we'll live on this earth and they'll start to ban humans from driving.
I will be a Luddite in that regard.
A Luddite?
A Luddite.
What does that mean?
A last adapter.
Yeah, but what if we're forced? What if the United States government passes laws that you're not allowed to drive? It has to be robots.
I have a driver's license and I've had it since I was 16 years old, and you can't stop me from driving.
You know what, one movie I saw, Tiki, Transformers. If Optimus Prime wants to drive me around, that's pretty badass.
Right, that's different.
Okay.
But you know what the difference between you and I and Tiki are, and it makes perfect sense. It's why Lugi will always be more comfortable with this. You're not a driver.
No, I haven't owned a car in like 4 years.
Think about
living in the city.
No, and I think that's a big factor, so... To you, like, your driving experience is usually being in a car with an Uber driver.
Yeah, I gave up my control years ago.
Right. So I think it's easier for you to make that transition. Me and Tiki are, God, this is why we can never do a road trip together. I need to drive, he needs to drive.
Right.
It would be a disaster. We both need control.
I think the only person who I ever have felt comfortable driving me was my mom.
Well, that's,
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like my wife now, she wants, I never let her drive, ever.
Yeah, I think with me, it's my dad. My mom was crazy when she drove. My dad, I think I can, when I get tired, like I'm really, really tired, I'll be like, all right, dad, you can drive for a little
bit. Maybe my brother, but not even really my brother. When we would go back and forth from Roanoke to Charlottesville in school, I drove every time.
No, I'm with you. So the car thing to me is an easy technology I would never adapt to. Yesterday, I'm reading this story from Elon Musk that his company is implementing brain chips in human beings so that your brain can control, like, the mouse on a computer. Your brain can control things on your tablet. And that's another one where I got to tell you, I'm drawing the line. Have we gotten that lazy where I can't just use my finger or use my hand or use my voice? Like, think about it. We have voice technology now. Like, are we that lazy that our brain's going to do it? No way, no how. Now, maybe I'm the old guy. I don't know. But I saw this story, and I'm like, usually there's technology I get excited about. Oh, that's so cool. I'm up for that. I'm not like my grandfather who refused to go on the web. I don't want to do it. Like, I'm all for certain technologies, but the brain chip in the head to control the mouse? Like, really?
That's ultimate and lazy. Well, I mean...
can you do?
I think the reason...
Go ahead.
There is practical application.
Give me a practical answer. I'll tell you if I would be willing, because so far, I ain't willing.
Quadriplegic.
Well, that's different.
Exactly.
That's completely different.
So there is science to solve, to create solutions to major problems. And there are a lot of people who, whether it's quadriplegic or they have cerebral palsy or they have other neuromuscular impairments.
Of course, then it makes great sense.
They can't use computers.
But then that's the beauty of it.
But you create this technology for that specific purpose, but it then also has another use.
Well, see, that's the thing. So obviously, and this goes without saying, for those that need it, it's brilliant and it's the beauty of science. But that's not always where it stops. It continues into how can I make money off fat, lazy Americans?
Okay.
How can I make money over those who are just like, ooh, I want, give me, give me, give me. So obviously, for power police, it makes perfect sense. It's great. It's brilliance of science. But if you're a regular, healthy Tiki barber, are you going to put a chip in your brain?
No.
So that you can be so freaking lazy that you don't have to speak or do something? It's just going
to
happen?
We use our brains enough. I don't need to use my brain to do physical activity.
Now, I'm guessing Lugi and Sean, who's not here today, but Lugi is, they're lazy enough to do it. Yeah, he would do it.
Of course.
Why would you say it?
As long as it's
safe. Because you don't use enough of your brain?
No, I want the chip to fetch me a brewski, so I don't have to ask my wife. No, I would want that because, I am lazy. I do enough in my life, and if I want to be lazy, if you could give me a chip to be lazier, I'm all for it. As long as it's safe, I'm down. I am totally down.
But here's what I'm confused about. Let's use TV as an example. So you're sitting on your couch, and you want to increase the volume of the show you're watching, okay?
Okay.
I understand you lose your remote. It's a pain in the ass. I get it. I understand, like, sometimes you have an app on your phone that connects to it. You really need to just tell your brain, volume louder?
Dude.
Is that really that freaking important?
If 25-year-old Tommy could bring a girl over and show her the trick I could do with my brain to make the volume louder, I'm getting laid within an hour. So, yes.
So you're
I could
doing
be an X-Men.
It, you're doing it to get laid?
Yeah,
you're
I
married.
Could be a mutant. I have mutant powers. 25-year-old, but we're talking about across the board. Now I would just do it because I'm lazy. I could be like an X-Men. Yeah. I'd have powers. I'm Cyclops.
There's certain things I don't need it. Like, I'm good with this other stuff. It's the same thing with driving. Like, I'm good with driving. I don't need to be that lazy where someone's going to drive for me.
Or someone, you know, that lives in your house that cooks for you.
That's completely different.
Oh, shovels the snow for you? So
I
you need a chip.
Snow.
You got your
You
got to
stop repeating that. Right. I shoveled the snow. And I did a damn good job of it.
And that's commerce. All right? You're spending money. Like, somebody's earning money to do that. That makes the world go round.
Well, not in this spot, but yeah, I hear you on that. Well, no, you somebody shovels your snow. Snooki's husband shovels your snow.
You're the one who's paying someone to do it. I'm
too lazy, so don't get on me for the chips.
He just comes out, he has his little arm thing, and he just plows it.
And first of all, when I shoveled the other day, because again, he keeps lying about this.
By the way,
it was the most cathartic thing I did in weeks. Like, I go out there, I'm digging in the snow, I'm moving it around. Right. Like, I loved every second of it. The fact that you're lazy to pay somebody says something about you.
The Marchese kids, they're Brooklyn's age. They came down and they wanted to shovel.
But they stole something special from you. You could have shoveled the snow yourself.
What if I didn't want to do it?
Why not?
I wanted to work out instead.
That is working out.
I mean, but my workouts are better.
I went to the gym. I was lifting snow and pushing it down.
All right, let me flip it on you, Evan. You're going to get older. Your kids are going to get older. You're going to go to Met games.
Yes.
Wouldn't the chip help you score the Met game?
No.
That way you could be a father and the chip could, Lindor grounds out the second.
Here's the proof.
The act of writing is the reason.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. Like, years and years ago, this isn't even recent. Like, in the last 15 years, they came out with scorebook apps.
Yes.
And I've been asked this many times, like, why don't you score on your tablet? Why don't you score here? And I'm like, because that's not scoring. Scoring is a book. It's pen to paper. Now, I have to admit this, and it's so funny, but it shows you that, of course, I've taken some levels of technology. So I'm so excited for spring training to start. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, this is true. I brought into work my spring training scorebook.
As you did.
I even showed it to him. And I brought it in because I was like, let me open it. Let me finish the box score of the last spring training game. Maybe I didn't finish it. And as I'm writing with my hand, within 10 seconds, my hand got sore because I'm so used to not writing with my hand unless I'm scoring a game.
Evan typed, for those that don't know behind the scenes, Evan types everything.
Everything.
Literally everything.
Everything.
Right?
I have a keyboard in front of me right now.
I'm like, Evan, I'm going to give you my the days I'm going to take off during the summer. He's like, hold on.
I type.
And he's like,
I'm a loser.
Mark it on the calendar.
I don't use my hand to write. Like, literally, I need spring training to score games because my hand is so not used to being used for this purpose, obviously.
Yeah, gotcha.
I was like, whoa, I wrote two things and my hand was sore. So spring training is for me on Saturday. I got to write them.
I'm a loser.
My hand's going to be tired.
Just wait till you get famous and have to sign autographs.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm not signing. Well, I guess for that book signing.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, my Mets Bible on Amazon.
You're going to be exhausted.
On sale April 2nd,
hold the pin lightly.
Yes.
Don't squeeze the pin hard.
Well,
just hold it lightly.
The good news is by the time that happens in April, my hand's in shape because I score games. This is only a problem during the winter because I'm never using my hand to write. By April, once I'm scoring games, dude.
You're good.
Oh, man. I'm like, let's go. But right now, I'm in bad shape. So if I haven't taken the technology to score, trust me, there's certain areas of technology, and I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people listening where there's certain things you will accept because it's cool and it's helpful, and other things where you're like, line has been drawn. We are simpatico on the car thing.
Yes.
There is never going to be a day in which I'm going to be good
safe.
With that.
I will never feel safe.
100%.
I would always be looking and ready to grab the steering wheel.
And planes and trains are so different because we don't see the way the meal is made.
Mm-hmm.
So you could tell me all day, well, guess what? A computer's flying the plane. I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting in the passenger seat, I'm looking over it. I'm seeing nothing there.
Right.
That's a huge problem.
But there's also a pilot. I mean, it's not like the plane. There's also a pilot sitting there just in case something goes wrong.
Right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward.
You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.